No. His explanation for that judge in the bars. But okay, everybody has some weak points. Mine, yes. I'm poor, and this and that that my woman is calling me. Why? Because it happened like this. God has given me to this, and I'm not that bad fellow. But the other people, they don't trust me. They think that I'm hitting something. Yes.
What do I possess but that chest, which is a source of suspicion and a ground for surmise? Mm-hmm. People think I keep gold in it, and because of these opinions, charity is withheld from me. The appearance of the chest is very pleasing, but it is quite empty of goods and silver and gold. Like the hypocrite, handsome and dignified, in the basket you will find nothing except a snake.
What was this about? He's explaining to the lady that we are poor and this box looks nice, it's empty. And what? This explanation is from Rumi to you, because it was not needed here. What is that? Like the person of hypocrite. What is this explanation? Yes, listen.
Yeah. Tomorrow, I will take the chest into the street and burn it in the midst of the market at the crossways. That true believer and Zoroastrian and Jew may see that there was nothing in this chest but cursing. Oh, husband, cried the woman, come now and give up this idea. He swore several times that he would do just as he had said. Early, he, like the wind, fetched a porter and immediately put the chest on his back.
Okay. What did you hear? You missed the point. What was he talking about? He talks that everybody is looking at me and they think that I have a hidden treasure in this box. Tomorrow I will take it in the market and I will burn it. Logically simple. Tomorrow, what's tomorrow? Open it up! If you want everybody to see it's empty, open it up, right? But no, I want to burn it. Because by opening up, that judge will lose the dignity and I will gain nothing. I want that judge to be full of fear now. So I insist. And the lady will say, no, please don't do that. No, no, no. I have to do this. A stupid plan. But I do it. So the judge will spend a good night. Then he will bring in some hamal, somebody to kill. The carrier to take it to the market. Yes.
The cadi inside the chest shouted in agony, oh porter, oh porter. The porter looked to the right and the left to see from what direction the shouts and warnings were coming. I wonder, said he, is it a hatif, this voice which is calling me, or is it a peri summoning me mysteriously? When the shouts followed one another in succession and increased, he said, it is not a hatif, and recovered himself. At last, he perceived that the shouts and cries for help came from the chest and that somebody was concealed in it.
Uh-huh. Okay, the porter will carry this box to the market, and what's happening? The judge is shouting and trying to say, hey, open this, or blah, blah, all of that. But the porter doesn't pay attention because the market in that time is full of noises. So, okay, there are some noises. Somebody is crying, so what? But at the end, no, the noise is coming from the box. Yes.
The lover, who has fallen passionately in love with an object of affection, has gone into the chest, though he is outside.
Uh-huh. This is the trick. We were talking that the lover will be out of himself. Here, we made an exception. Now he is hidden. Why? Because of this story, yes, listen. Yeah.
He has spent his life in the chest on account of cares. He can see nothing of the world except a chest. The head that is not above the sky know that it is in the chest by its vain desires.
Do you get it? Why the judge is in the box? He was in a box when he decided to cheat. Do you remember? I explained it. She came and nagged about the husband and her life. What he did. This is the judge we have. Legally, logically, he's out. But deep down we know that he is in the box. He is selfish. If he thinks about the lady and the husband, he will not try to cheat. This is the trick, yes?
When he goes forth from the chest of the body, he will go from one tomb to another tomb. This topic is endless. The Qadi said to him, O porter, O carrier of the chest, give news of me to my deputy at the court of justice and acquaint him with all this as quickly as possible.
Yeah, okay. So, Rumi explained that this is the trick. He's in the box. I made this story because of this. Because the fellow who is selfish, he's always in the box of the self, period. This is what it is. So, let's even drop this. Go back to the story. The judge will explain that, go in my office and let them know. They will come and they will buy this box. Yes.
In order that he may buy this with gold from this witless fellow and take it fastened, just as it is, to my house. O Lord, appoint a spiritually endowed company to redeem us from this chest of the body.
Who is saying this? This cannot be said by that judge. This is Rumi. And he stops to say this to have your attention, that this is why I'm explaining this. Remember, this is your example. And we all have to pray to the God to transform us and take us out of the box of the self, the box of the body, because I'm silly, I think I'm down in here. How many times I've told you, where am I? Culturally, I'm here, not inside. Inside, there are machines. And they're all doing what this will tell them. And this is my brain, logical part, the part that all animals have. We are talking here about the possibility of having something else, which is not in me, but it's me. Yes?
Who but the prophets and apostles can redeem the people from confinement in the chest of guile? Among thousands, there is one person of comely aspect who knows that he is inside the chest. He must formerly have beheld the world, so that by means of that contrary, this contrary should be made evident.
Do you remember? I told you, you could learn about something from the opposite of it. This is why here I will always give you the opposite of your spiritual part, which is your animal part, your literally physical existence. Yes?
Because knowledge is the true believer's lost camel, he recognizes his own lost camel and feels certain.
This is it. This is the point. Knowledge is good or bad. Knowledge for a stupid fellow is good. But for a believer, it's bad, because this will trick that belief. That belief which is out of me will be ruined by me, by the ego in me, selfishness. Yes.
He that has never seen good fortune, how will he be perturbed in this calamity? Either he fell into captivity in childhood, or was born a slave at first from his mother's womb. His soul has never known the delight of freedom. The chest of forms is his arena.
What is your arena? What is your arena of life? Here, he said, listen. If you're no good, this is your arena. But if you're good, this is not. You cannot be selfish and be good. Yes?
His mind is forever imprisoned in forms. He passes from cage into cage. He has no means of passing beyond the cage aloft. He goes to and fro into cages. In the Quran, if you have the power, pass beyond. These words came from him to the jinn and mankind. He said, there is no way for you to pass beyond the sky, save by authority and by inspiration from heaven. If he goes from chest to chest, he is not of heaven, he is of the chest.
Okay, first of all, the last one. He said, there is no way for you to pass beyond this, the sky. The word is not the sky, it's gardun, it's the existence, all of it together. And especially because it's turning around. If not, you are going from a box to another box. You think that you're changed, but you are a selfish fellow. You are that animal part which was born. Yes?
If he goes from chest to chest, he is not of heaven, he is of the chest. The pleasure of changing his chest stupefies him anew. He does not perceive that he is inside the chest.
This is the first positive thing you hear about this judge. He realized that the solution is not going from a box to another one, to another one. This is what normally the dumb people do. They change, but they change to the same. They go from one box to another one. So here, this judge realized that you should